I know what you're asking yourself. You're saying, self, how'd the movies do this weekend? All right, well, the top five, Runner Runner had $3.5 million. That is its second week. It's up to a whopping $14 million. I'm sorry, Tom, your favorite film, Machete Kills.
Only finished fourth?
Yeah, it came in number four. It's debuting at four, $3.8 million.
Well, on DVD, that's going to be the kind of movie that you put in when the wife is having a girl's night out somewhere.
Yeah, that's a great, that's exactly what it's going to
be. You mean that wouldn't be a date movie?
It depends.
My kind of date, let me tell you.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, duh, made $14 million. It's up to $78 million in its third week. Coming in at number two, everybody kind of thought it would take the number one slot, Captain Phillips. $26 million is the new number two movie.
Couldn't dethrone Gravity.
Could not dethrone Gravity. Gravity made another $44 million over the weekend. It is up to $123 million in its second week. Rush is eighth, $2.4 million. It has only made $22 million in a month. That, I'm afraid, qualifies it as a failure.
Well, a failure at the box office, but apparently it's getting lots of critical acclaim, and the people who've seen it love it. And they, I think a lot of it might be that people think, I don't want to go to a racing movie. I don't care about Formula One racing.
Right.
But apparently this is not just about racing, and you don't need to be a race fan to enjoy this movie.
Apparently just, I don't know that it was marketed all that well, because it looks like it is just a Formula One racing movie. And you have to be a sophisticated, intelligent individual to appreciate Formula One open wheel racing.
As opposed to the teeth-missing, tobacco-chewing NASCAR fan.
And that's just the women.
That was Seth, by the way.
Would have done better if we took the two characters and made them NASCAR drivers.
Yeah.
This was a true story. You can't just change it like that.
Come on, producer's license.
Listen,
yes, you can.
The critics of Captain Phillips, apparently there was an article I was reading today that the crew is saying, it's a good movie. What a great story. It has nothing to do with what actually happened on the boat, but it's a great story.
Based on a true story is what they do, right?
Meaning that there was a boat. From there they go on. Charlie Hunnam, who has been in, what was it?
I don't know who he is.
He is in Sons of Anarchy, I believe.
Okay, don't watch that show. That's the cable show about the motorcycle gang.
Yeah, he plays Jax Teller on Sons of Anarchy. He was the guy that was tapped to be the lead Christian Grey.
Oh, in the 50 Shades of Grey.
In the 50 Shades of Grey movie. He's officially quit. His studio is saying it's because of his immersive television schedule that does not give him the time to adequately prepare for the role of Christian Grey.
Plus, there was all that bad publicity he was getting from the fans of the book that don't want him to play the part.
Yeah. There's no word yet on his replacement. Dakota Johnson is still lined up to play the other lead, Anastasia Steele. What kind of preparation do you have to do to be Mr. Christian Grey?
Honey, come to bed early. We're preparing for that role.
No. Bring the handcuffs. Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly are teaming up again. They are taking over the lead for the new 50 Shades of Grey movie.
Oh, God.
They will be tag team. No, I'm just kidding. Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly were a surprise comedy hit in Talladega Nights. Step Brothers. What did you guys think?
No. Are you a Will Ferrell fan? Because I'm not.
Occasionally, yes. I think Ron Burgundy, brilliant.
He's coming back for a second one.
I think old
he's
school.
He's cars on TV. Come on.
I'm saying it properly, but it's just not making any sense. I think there's a lot more. I think The Legend of Ron Burgundy is a much funnier movie now that I'm in broadcasting than when I first saw it. There is so much truth to that show.
Yes.
There are so many things like, that actually happens. Well, they are going to be teaming up again for a new flick called Devil's Night. It's about the tradition of vandalism and mischief that occurs the night before Halloween.
In Detroit.
Yeah, in Detroit, but it's kind of spread all over the place. Farrell and Riley will play childhood friends who used to enjoy Devil's Night, but had a falling out over it, and have to re-team as adults to protect their neighborhood from chaos.
I can see where that's not going to work out too well.
I think it'd be funnier if they were, you know, old guys going out and trying to have fun. Because you know there's still guys out there that do that. NBC is now developing a new sitcom starring Meg Ryan. No, it's not another TV show of the Crypt Keeper.
Stop it.
Have you seen her lately? She has not done well. Please, ladies, stay away from the plastic surgeons. They just don't just age normally. Just grow old gracefully. Quit doing that stuff all over your face. She looks horrible. Anyway, she's going to be a single mom who decides to return to work after her former publishing house, where she will be supervised by her 30-year-old former intern.
Because you mentioned it, I'm now looking on my monitor at a recent Meg Ryan.
And you're the judge's score?
Well, I mean, she has a lot of money. She could get a really good plastic surgeon.
You would think.
It still didn't work out very well.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, and Michael Jackson could have afforded the best too, and we know how that worked out.
Listen, Michael Jackson did some. I think he shouldn't have changed his look at all. Okay, but he went too far. He went from a good-looking black boy to a funny-looking little white woman. That's exactly what he did when he was with the Jackson 5. He was a young man. He was a young boy. He was a good-looking kid.
That's true.
He grew up.
No one would say this guy needs some work to change this and rearrange that or whatever, right?
He went from just a young boy to a funky-looking white woman. That's exactly the transition he made, and it was pathetic. What was the album? Thriller.
Thriller was the last album where he looked normal.
Off the Wall and Thriller is when he started getting work done.
Which album cover was it where he was laying kind of reclined in a white jacket?
That's Thriller.
That's
the
Thriller album. He looked good. He looked like a normal human being.
Right.
And after that, man, did he go off the rails. Speaking of going off the rails, Carrie Underwood. You guys find Carrie Underwood to be an attractive lady?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yes. Yeah. This will probably make her even more attractive to you. Her regimen is to spread coconut oil all over her body as soon as she gets out of the shower. She says, I put coconut oil in my food, I put it on my face, I put it in my hair, and if it's wintertime, the second I get out of the shower, I spread it all over me, and it feels really good and smells good, too.
She answered this because of a question from someone?
Yeah, it was an interview that she was doing.
From some beauty magazine or something?
Women's Health Magazine was doing an interview with her, and they said, what is your beauty regimen? And apparently, she loves the coconut. So there it is. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. You can calm down now. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Insiders are saying that Prince Harry may soon propose to his girlfriend, Cressida Bonus, who, judging by her name, is a mid-priced Toyota sedan. A dog in Georgia named Norman has set a new record for being the fastest dog ever on a scooter, clocking in at a record time of anything.
Astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson harshly criticized the hit movie Gravity this week, saying that it contained a number of major scientific inaccuracies. For example, there's no way George Clooney would spend that much time talking to a woman his own age.
Police arrested a man who was caught in a McDonald's drive-thru wearing no pants and fondling himself. He's been charged with one count of loving it. In an interview this week, Suzanne Somers said that she and her husband have sex multiple times a day. Her husband confirmed the story, saying, help.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention baseball?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.